Bipartite butterflies. Predictably, this is all Discord's fault. Twilight knocked onto the door of the cottage.
Fluttershy? Fluttershy! I've got that volume on manticore physiology that you were asking for.
Pulling the book out of her saddlebag, the princess waved it in the air as she barged right into the cottage. After all, Fluttershy had asked her to bring the book over as soon as possible. Any further shouting was instantly preempted, as all three of the room's occupants stopped dead into an awkward, icy silence. Twilight stared at the scene before her. She took in a long, deep breath.
Fluttershy?
The quiet Pegasus smiled divinely.
Yes, Twilight? Why are there two of you?
Fluttershy looked across the table to Fluttershy.
Well, you see, why is one of you human?
Fluttershy looked back to Fluttershy and set her teacup down.
Hello, Princess. It's good to-
The door to the kitchen burst open with a bevy of fireworks and fanfare. Ta-da! Discord twirled around before presenting a silver platter to the two Fluttershys.
My special 2-for-Tuesday tangy tuna taquitos.
He froze. Pose leaned in with a platter still in his claw.
Discord?
Twilight pronounced direly.
Twilight!
Discord shot back. His eyes then narrowed dangerously.
You've got a lot of nerve coming here. 3-for-Thursday toasted teriyaki turnips isn't until later in this week.
Twilight's eye twitched. Both Fluttershy shifted uneasily as Discord smiled wider. And wider. There was a long pause as Twilight closed her eyes and counted to 20. And Discord's grin outgrew his face. Without opening her eyes to look, the princess started again.
Discord, since I assume that this is your fault, I would like to know why you have the human Fluttershy here. Actually, that's because of me.
The Pegasus raised a hoof, volunteering to take the blow. Twilight's eyes popped open just so she could look incredulously at her.
I told Discord that it might be a good idea for him to have more friends than just me.
Indeed she did.
Discord leapt into the conversation joyfully since it wasn't his fault anymore.
Fluttershy very helpfully pointed out that more friends are better, so I did the only logical thing.
The Draconiquus beamed happily, motioning at the human Fluttershy, and the multiple bright neon arrows pointing to her.
I got more Fluttershy!
Twilight's eyes narrowed.
How many Fluttershys are there here right now?
Just the two.
Discord swore on a copy of Principia Discordia. The pony Fluttershy nodded to confirm.
He did also bring Subtle Rager here, but, Discord can be a bit frustrating at times, and, well...
Both Fluttershy shrugged. Clicking his tongue, Discord shook his head.
It was very unkind of her to act that way, so I put her back.
Oh, and he cleaned up everything afterwards.
Noted the Pegasus helpfully. Twilight again took a moment to bring herself back under control.
Fluttershy.
She paused as both of them turned their heads to her.
Human, Fluttershy. Did Discord bring you here willingly?
The human shifted in her seat, eyes darting back and forth between the Alicorn and the Draconiquus.
Well, mostly, he just asked me to pull his finger.
She quickly appended her statements before Twilight could light her horn.
But, it's okay. I would have said yes if he'd asked. I've been wanting to meet myself for a long time. It's been a wonderful tea so far.
The Pegasus confirmed. Slowly, Twilight relaxed.
And I presume you're going to take her back home again afterwards, Discord?
The Draconiquus nodded, power over his heart and claw in the air.
I swear it. Just the afternoon, and before you say it, I take offense at the idea that I'd ever do anything to harm her.
That was enough for her, so Twilight let out a deep sigh of relief.
Alright. Sorry for freaking out a little. Oh, no, it was completely reasonable.
The human confirmed.
In fact, you handled it quite well. I'm sure that Sunset would have been much more aggressive about the problem. That is true.
Admitted Twilight. An awkward silence settled on the room. The most awkward part, of course, was Discord as he stared intently at Twilight. Every moment that passed, he leaned farther forward to glare at her until eventually, he was horizontal to the floor. Twilight held the book out to Fluttershy. Either one, she wasn't really picky at this stage.
I'll just be going then.
Discord reoriented himself as relief spread across his face. It was immediately ruined by the human speaking up.
Oh, do you have to? We haven't had the chance to catch up in quite a while.
She shifted slightly in her too small chair.
The other Twilight's a wonderful person, but you're both very different.
Discord shot an angry glare at Fluttershy for the suggestion, only to have the other Fluttershy smack him scoldingly with her wing. Twilight shook her head.
Oh, don't worry, it's okay. We'll catch up later on. You were right, though. I should probably go let Sunset know what's going on so she doesn't try to start a crusade to rescue you.
She then paused with a frown.
Actually, did I ever tell her that Discord was reformed? I'm not sure if I did.
Yes, you should tell her that!
Discord opened a door behind Twilight, one that led to a random bathroom inside of her castle, and shoved the princess right through it.
Tell her hi, see you later, arrivederci!
He slammed the door behind Twilight before she could even do more than open her mouth. Discord let out a sigh of relief, slumping against the unattached door. Fluttershy looked to Fluttershy, and both broke out into wild giggles.
Oh my gosh, she had no idea!
The Pegasus practically fell out of her chair with laughter. The human wasn't much better, doubling over, she giggled uncontrollably.
Not even a clue. Discord, you were right. This was such a wonderful prank.
Smiling broadly, the Draconicus bobbed through the air back to the table.
It was, wasn't it? You know, I was worried that she was gonna catch on at the end there, but no, nothing. And she won't until you tell her.
All three let out a happy, satisfied sigh.
Well,
Discord raised his claw to snap.
Now that it's over and done with, I'll just switch you two back to your appropriate bodies and—
Wait, actually, could you maybe not yet?
The Pegasus stretched out her wings.
I'd really like to give flying a try. Oh, and I'd like to see what I could do with hands.
Noted the human with a wiggle of her fingers.
I bet they're great for giving pets.
Smiling broadly, Discord hovered over to Fluttershy.
For you? Anything.
He sealed the little agreement with a kiss on her cheek. Across the table, the other Fluttershy cleared her throat.
Discord? Wrong one.
He looked back and forth between the two.
Oh! Darn it.
That would probably be really funny to see a pony version of yourself. Either that or you might hate it, but, you know, to each their own. Now let's get on to our powerful donators. Top donators, Dash of Evergreen, Peter Coldhard, J Tin Man, Darkside, and Pony Man. Courier Crew CI, Delta Omega, Strix, RuneScythe 9852, Dospo, Rhiney Dragonwolf, Secret Moon, Tall Russia, The Toilet Snake, Sword Brethren Mordred, Cerberus, Starlight Glimmer, Squiddy Boy, David D. Sanchez, Soul Dragon, Gaggy, Trey, Shadow Drake, Joe Piercy, Alex F., Rainbow Dash, TLK Anderson, TV Killer, John Becker, Leon Reynolds, and Raven Speedster. Thank you all so much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.